For the series of blasts near police stations and government buildings, killed between 150 and 200 people.
That's just horrible.
The increased violence over there.
Do you remember on Christmas Day, they mowed down Christians at Christians' Christmas services as they came out of the churches?
Yeah, they didn't even use lions. I mean, that's unforgivable.
I can't believe you said
that. At least you have a chance to run. The increased violence threatens to ignite a wider Muslim-Christian conflict in Africa's most populous country.
How could it get any wider? They're massacring Christians. How can the conflict get any wider?
And Christians, you know, when they turn, they're going to be sorry. When they turn, they turn. The nation also continues to face persistent problems with the economy, corruption, a lot of other issues over there. So there they go. The U.S. ambassador to Nigeria, John Campbell, as well as Nigerian human rights activist, Shehu Sani, are trying to figure out,
you know,
what's going on with the ongoing
Nigerians are responsible for so many internet scams. They're the ones that send.
Well, yeah, every time I turn around, hog,
hey,
hello.
I've got $1 million check here. I need you to cash it for
me. I need you to cash it. Please be my partner.
That's not how they sound.
Yeah, it is how they sound. Is that India?
That sounded
Nigeria. No, did you see that they had a 60 Minutes on all of the different Nigerian scams going on?
How did that get to be a national pastime?
They caught a guy who was doing it to a woman. So they went undercover.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Trying to scam her.
Oh.
They do it to you, baby. I mean, they do it to you and then they take your money. And so they followed her, put her kind of undercover.
Yeah.
And she went and met the guy. And then he was there with the guy saying he was her brother. And he was telling him about when they actually said, okay, this is it. You're up. Your gig's up.
Yeah.
You know, it's over. He said, oh, you people in America, you come down. You want our money. Every time we say, yeah, here, you can have $10 million. You say, okay. He was mad.
He was blaming it on the Americans.
He was blaming it on the Americans.
For falling for the scam.
For falling for the scam because we wanted to take their money.
That takes guts.
Well, I kind of went, well, why is this woman thinking that she's, and what happened to her? Nothing. Why does she think that she is the beneficiary of somebody who's died and that she deserves that $12 million. So she throws out all these thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars to get these millions. Well, why does she think she deserves that? It was nobody's beneficiary, but they didn't take her down.
My favorite one is where they just want help cashing the check. You know, if you
cash and then you send to Western Union.
If you just
Union,
put $1,000 in this account as bond, I'll give you the $1 million check and you cash it.
You cash it, but before the 10-day waiting period, see, you get more if you go ahead and do it within the 3 days.
Oh,
so you go ahead and send them $1,000.
It sounds to me like you've gone a little further with the scam than I have.
Hey, I saw it on 60 Minutes.
Oh, sure.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, they have million different scams.
There's these shopping scams, too, where these secret shoppers, they send you a $1,000 check, and they tell you to deposit it, and then you go out and you do the shopping, write your report, send them money via Western Union faster than any kind of waiting period, and then they put the money in your shopping basket, so to speak, in your cart. And then you have the, well, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. You know? And you go try to cash the check. And of course, they put a 5-day wait on it. What's this here? He's showing me. Oh, he's back to Nigeria.
Is he?
Oh, the accent.
It's English. They speak it.
Here we go.
Father. What can I do for you?
What can I do for you?
Sister, the vaccines that you spoke of, how see often do they ship that's come?
Every 6 months, if we are lucky.
See there? Thank you for that, Sean. Was my accent right on or what? Was it?
Don't encourage her.
See what I'm saying? That's truly the dialogue over there.
Before people knew about Nigerian scams, I was corresponding on the internet with somebody who said she was the daughter of the king of Nigeria.
Oh, I know. I got that same email.
And she wanted to come meet me, but she said she had to go back to Nigeria first because her father was the king. And
I got the same
Since
one.
Since when does Nigeria have a king? So I looked it up and they're like the second or third largest democracy on the planet.
Well, here's what happened too. They leave you a phone number. They leave you a phone number that you can call. And if you call, it's like $25 a minute. And they keep you on the phone. Oh, yeah. There's so many scams. And I feel bad for people who fall. Well, the first time I saw it, I went, oh, my God. This is great. What? Because they said that it was a Davis that had died. And, of course, they show you where he was killed in the plane crash. and they couldn't find his beneficiary.
They went to that much
trouble? Yeah. Couldn't find his beneficiary. So they wanted me to be, because I was Davis, his beneficiary, and the money was going to be in the bank under my name. Yeah. And I thought, gosh, when I was a waitress, did I ever meet that guy and he left me the money? That's how stupid it is.
So did 60 Minutes show up with police officers or no?
Yes, yes, they did. Okay. Finally, they took the guy. Yeah. But they were in his country. They went They went to Nigeria.
They went to Nigeria to catch
him. Yes, because you have to meet them there. Yeah, so and they're going to go to the bank with you. And they're going to...
Lordy.
After she paid another $40,000, I mean, they were right on the verge of her $11 million. All she needed was this final $40,000, and she said she had brought it. She paid these people out thousands, and I mean tens of thousands of dollars they got from her. And they just kept sucking her dry.
I'm way smarter than
just
that.
Kept
I've only fallen for the Nigerian scams three times, and that's it. I'm too smart for that stuff.
So they're in a crisis over there. So crazy. And we'll take their money. We will. I don't know. Joe Paterno, he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a nice service for him.
Gosh, what a way to go out with all that. After so many years.
Do you think that his health was failing, or do you think this just kind of pushed him over the edge?
He had lung cancer.
So that's not really because of the Sandusky scandal, right?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I've always thought in a more holistic way that what you think and things you believe in and the way you live your life also affects your health.
So if you're ashamed and are...
Oh, yeah. Shame. Shame's the worst.
Upset or embarrassed. Yeah. That can't help your health.
Can you imagine how he felt? I mean, I don't know if he'd given up smoking. Him and his wife looked like they probably smoked 3 packs a day for 125 years.
Just because his nose was a little bigger than the rest of his face.
Yes.
Come
that's
on.
That's part of it. That's the wine. And we're talking smoke.
That's what happens to a man. Our ears keep growing and our
noses
keep growing.
Your hair starts coming out. And a woman, her butt starts falling down here, down around her knees. And her jaw starts hanging. It was a horrible life. It's hell to get old, as we all know. All right. Well, we didn't get too far on that break. I mean, on that segment. But when we come back, we've got some Nevada news we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Okay. You're with Broadview. Thanks for joining us.
The Elko Convention and Visitors Authority invites you to visit exploreelko.com to begin plans for all the winter excitement and adventure in the beautiful Ruby Mountains, the 28th National Cowboy Poetry Gathering, the nation's greatest celebration of the American West, its people, culture, and traditions, will take place January 30th through February 4th, 2012. Every winter for the last 27 years, cowboys, ranchers, urban and rural people travel to Elko to join with friends, family, and others who care about the rural West. Experience poetry, music, cowboy culture, great art, Western films, crafts, and great food and drinks. You can purchase tickets to the 28th National Cowboy Poetry Gathering by calling 888-880-5885 or online at westernfolklife.org. You can also visit exploreelko.com. Create memories in the mountains. After all, winter only comes once a year.
Sponsored by the Elko Convention and Visitors Authority in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hobie's is your home for the big game Sunday, February 5th, with over 85 prizes to be won, including 4 grand prizes, 40-inch HD TVs from RC Willie given away, 1 each quarter. Players Club members, come and play. Earn 5 times points every Wednesday and Saturday. Enjoy great food and drink specials, the newest slots, plus earn drawing tickets for Hobie's big game drawing. Only at Hobie's Casino, the North Valley's top spot for fun.
Hobie's Casino, you're on the road. Hobie's Casino, you're on the road.
Hi, this is Marco, the maitre d' at the Sun Valley Steakhouse. Treat that special someone on Valentine's Day from 4 to 9 p.m., serving regular or special menu, which includes prosciutto-wrapped melon, shrimp and hearts of palm salad, large Maine lobster tail, or 20-ounce T-bone steak, chocolate mousse, and strawberries for only $50 per person. Call for reservations, 673-0683. That's 673-0683, extension 3.
Are
Are you the best salesperson you know? We're looking for absolute superstar salespeople here at Reno Media Group. A diamond in the rough. If you're the type to settle for mediocre, don't even bother contacting us. We only hire the best outside salespeople for our team. We want a person with professional polish, an outgoing and fearless personality, and the absolute drive to win every time, no matter what. Is that you? We don't hire backgrounds. We hire top producing salespeople. So young or old, if you have the stuff, we'll know it immediately. We have an excellent pay structure for top producers, and there's plenty of opportunity for upward mobility. Build an empire within our fine progressive media company. Our training and our systems are second to none. If you can quickly build rapport with local businesses and business owners and have the desire to make six figures a year, then call us today, 829-1964. That's 829-1964.
Reno Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you for joining us on Broadview today. JP is here, my co-host, and we're going to get into some Nevada news. First thing I noticed was that state officials are setting a 7-cent monthly tax on telephone lines.
That's here in Nevada. Mm-hmm.
They're going to help fund phone services for up to 10,000 deaf Nevadans with that 7-cent monthly tax.
Are you sure that
tax.
Was Nevada? I thought that sounds like California.
Well, here's what we say. The Las Vegas Sun reports that the Public Utilities Commission and Disability Service Division agreed on this levy. This was one of my stories last week, but it's happening. Disability Services Director Todd Butterworth.
And his wife is,
he is
of
not
course,
related to Aunt Jemima.
His wife, of course, is Mrs. Butterworth.
He says between 5,000 and 10,000 people each month use the free services, which translate the spoken word to text and sign language and, you know, vice versa. More than 18,000 calls were placed last month by deaf or hard of hearing state residents. Didn't realize there were so many. The phone tax used to be 8 cents a month and was later reduced to 3 cents. And now it's going up to 7 cents. And it's going to take place in August. Runs so right on through June of 2013.
So this is something that's already been there a while. And they're just
happened.
Quibbling about how much it should be to cover the
services.
Should
it be 3? Should it be 8? Should it be 7? And it's just going to go on and pay for that. Which, stuff like that. What are you going to say? Yeah, okay.
I don't have a phone anymore, so I don't see those phone taxes. I'm sure they're on the cell phone, though, too, right?
What do you mean you don't have a phone?
I don't even know anybody with a house phone anymore.
Oh, a house phone?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't think this stuff as you're talking about here is on cell phones.
So. And, well, it's telephone lines.
Lines. So I don't have one of those.
Obviously, a deaf person couldn't talk. Well, they could now, because you can text.
Yeah.
You can text on a phone.
Yeah, so, like, it seems to me that technology has kind of surpassed the whole thing. You know, you can text.
Yeah, I know. Phone lines. I can't even find a telephone booth in town.
They probably had to raise it to 7 cents because nobody has a landline in their house anymore.
Also, something interesting, and we spoke with quite a few people from the Federation Protection for the Wild Horses, the Wild Mustangs. Federal U.S. District Judge Howard McKibben, right here in Reno. He handed horse protection advocates a rare victory last fall. Now he has rejected their latest request to block government roundups of free-roaming Mustangs in the West. Blocked it. He says they're going to have to go to Congress now. They think that the animals are being treated inhumanely if they need more protection.
Well, they're not human, so.
He had grant inhumanely. Inhuman.
That kind of means not like a human.
Well, inhumane is even an animal. You treat an animal inhumane, it means, you know. Don't you split hairs with me, Buster.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, so he changed his mind on that. He had granted them a temporary restraining order August 30th, cut short by a day a roundup near the Utah-Nevada line after he determined that a helicopter flew too close to a horse in violation of the law. But he said during a hearing in Reno last week that he was denying a new injunction request from the Texas-based Wild Horse Federation, Freedom Federation, partially because the Bureau of Land Management has made some positive changes. Now, how does he know this? I don't know. How does he know they've made some positive changes?
I wonder what that means, too close to the horse.
Well, they scared the horse to death. He fell over dead.
He fell over dead?
Yes.
I'm making that up.
Scared him. I'm not making it up. He says that he thinks that they've made some positive changes. So he's changing the issue of the injunction based on speculation. Because he says that you can't say what future abuses are going to happen. So he's not granting him the injunction.
It's an enormously complicated issue. It's not as simple as it sounds at first, but I just can't get it through my head why we have to round up the wild horses.
Because the ranchers don't like them eating all their cows'
it's
grass.
Not the ranchers who want it. It's the
ranchers.
BLM says there's too
the
many.
The ranchers are beating down the doors of the BLM because their cows are not getting enough of their food because the horses are eating the food. The horses are eating the grass and they're granging on the range and they want it for their sheep and their cows. And oh yes, I saw a special on this as
did
well.
You? Mm-hmm. And you yes. just trusted that special, didn't you?
I did, because anytime it talks about ranchers, I mean, the guy came right out and said, we have too many horses and we need to get rid of them. He said, not that I don't like horses, I love horses, but they're running wild on the range and my cows don't have enough to eat because the horses are eating up all the grass.
So why doesn't he can't capture a horse himself and ride it? I mean, isn't that what,
ride
isn't
it,
that what happens in all the Westerns?
Ride it, cowboy. Well, his ruling was a disappointment to the horse protection advocates. They were very encouraged by his court order last fall, when he took the BLM to task. Triple B complex roundup near the Nevada-Utah line, northwest of Ely, Nevada. But he says that his court is not Congress and not an administrative agency, and they're not the first branch of the government. The government, now he's talking. We're not the second branch. We're only here to consider grievances. So Nothing good. The government's wild horse program intended to protect wild horse herds and the range lands that support them. There's about 33,000 wild horses
since I came west
that live in 10 western states, and about half of those are in Nevada.
I have yet to see a wild horse.
I have them right down there by my house.
You tell me they're right around your house.
Oh, we love them. Yeah. So, McKibben, that's what I got for you. And probably because he's a judge, he's going by the law, and the BLM has him bamboozled too. I would strongly urge the Bureau of Land Management to proceed in that direction. But that's a decision that must be made by the first branch of Congress about the BLM, government property, with their guidelines. So he's going by the law, I'm sure, and he's looked it over, and he's not a popular person because of that, but
I just don't get it. I mean, if there's too many deer, you don't go and round up the extra
deer.
Yeah, they do.
Then they give out more licenses every year to kill more. Now they're giving out licenses to kill bears because there's too many bears up in Incline Village jumping on people's garbage cans.
I agree that you need to shoot a couple bears.
Oh, gosh.
That's serious.
Well, you just right down the middle, aren't you? Listen, whatever's happening, you're with it.
Back in Michigan, they ended the bear hunts and the bears started attacking all the people. They got to learn that there's...
No.
Stay away from the humans because they might have a gun.
They certainly should stay away from the humans, but the humans are invading their land more and more and more and more. There's so many people. People are having babies every day. So many kids are being born. There's hardly any area for the animals to roam anymore. Won't be long. We're going to get rid of them all. Don't worry.
This isn't the Mongols against China.
Don't worry,
there's no
JP.
Land being invaded.